Today firmly supports Parliament's decision for NSFAS to report back in 2 weeks regarding the ongoing problems affecting students, including issues with direct payment service providers, defunding, appeals and accommodation accreditation. NSFAS admitted during the meeting that their new student-centred model has contributed to delays in funding appeals processes and defunding challenges. Moreover, the DA's stance has been vindicated by NSFAS's acknowledgement that decentralizing its administrative office would improve students' services across the universities and TVET colleges. In addition to our concern, the DA emphasized the urgent need for NSFAS to accelerate the accreditation of student accommodation. Shockingly, 62% of NSFAS-funded student accommodations across universities and TVET colleges remain unaccredited. This situation is particularly alarming as it affects students currently benefiting from NSFAS support, such as those at the Letaba TVET College in Limpopo. In conclusion, the DA strongly urges NSFAS to prioritize students and take immediate action to ensure the acceleration of student accommodation, as well as addressing the broader systemic issues plaguing the system.